For the Purpose Critique Review Positive Vibes Education, we present
And Madonna Uniquities number 29. And we got Greg, the movie TV guy, and his database brain of knowledge.
Yo, yo, what up, world?
A little closer.
And how do you believe Madonna, 60 years old, sitting in the back of the limousine, it shows on Instagram.
Yes.
Like, when she was 20-something picking up young guys and stuff. I mean, Madonna never changes. Iconic.
She's just
a woman with power.
So I'm glad we got Greg here because I figure it's a video. It's like a movie. It's a miniature movie. We'll review the song. Let's get into it. Here's Madonna doing, I'm probably mispronouncing the song, Medellium?
I think Medellin.
Medellin?
Medellin.
I mess up words anyway, but here we are.
Dear God, how could I trust anyone after years of disappointment and betrayal? How could I not want to run away?
Yo también.
I went back to my 17th year. Allowed myself to be naive.
Dime.
To be someone I've never been.
Me encanta.
I took a sip and had a dream. And I woke up in magazine.
¿Te gusta?
The sun was caressing my dancing in the rain with you. I felt so naked and alive.
Show me.
For once I didn't have to hide myself.
Dice, oye mamacita, ¿qué te pasa? Yeah. Mira que ya estamos en mi casa. Yeah. Si sientes que hay un viaje ahí en tu mente, será por el exceso de aguardiente. Pero mami, tranquila, tú solo vacila. Que estamos en Colombia y aquí rumbo en cada esquina. Y si tú quieres, nos vamos por Detroit. Tú sabes, si sé de dónde vienes, pues sé pa' dónde voy, ¿no?
Ven conmigo, let's take a trip.
Si te llevo por lugar lejano.
Ven conmigo, I'll be so good for you.
Te enamoro, mami.
Ven conmigo, let's take a trip.
Dame de eso que tú estás tomando.
Si me enamoras, es lo que el amor.
your dance heartbeat. One, two, check, check. We built a cartel just for love. Venus was hovering above us.
Oh, yeah.
I took a trip that set me free.
Me reina.
Forgave myself for being me. Ay, ay, ay.
Ven conmigo, let's take a trip.
Si te llevo pa' lugar lejano.
Alright, Mike, first interpretation.
Over to you, Greg, because
yeah.
you know what I think this is? I'm just going to be honest, I'm not a big Madonna fan. It's cool, but it's her re-erecting her fame and keep chopping up what she does, which is awesome, and it just gets a new spin on it. And that's why she's reinvented herself so much. It's just like pulling out from like a prayer. Virgin, you know, like a virgin. So much stuff that it's like, okay, how much more record sales? How much more MD&A products? She's an iconic. She's a product.
Yes, yes.
And you're just going to keep buying. And we all love her.
Greg, your take on the video or the music, whichever.
It's interesting because she's always been a big fan of making her music videos as cinematic as possible. That's for
sure.
And the thing that I noticed was the fact that, like you said, she's been reinventing herself constantly. She's the mother of reinvention. If I were to make a Frank Zappa joke, she's the mother of reinvention.
The mother of reinvention.
She is. She really is. But, I mean, I personally was... I've never been much of a Madonna fan because I grew up and had Madonna in Die Another Day, and that, like, made me really upset as a James Bond fan.
Yeah.
But aside from that, you know, if I think about her and Dick Tracy, then I'm cool. But I would say that this music video reminds me of a later band called In This Moment. And they are, I would say they're definitely inspired by Madonna because even though they're a heavy metal band, they have kind of that same style because the lead singer is a woman and she likes to put like crazy get-ups on and like would put like an eye patch on and somehow make eye patches sexy, and it's not a pirate. It's just like, hey, I have something wrong with my eye. Isn't it sexy? You know, somehow Madonna can pull that off, and In This Moment can pull that off. You know, I bet Gwen Stefani could pull something like that off,
she
too.
Could,
you know,
yeah.
I'm sure Lady Gaga could do two eye patches on both her eyes, be in a wheelchair, and it would still be sexy somehow.
She would be able to, yeah. I mean, Madonna, to me, I like... She doesn't need FM radio anymore. That died along.
Oh, yeah. That seems to be going
She's
away.
She's got a cult following in Europe. The video is very Spanish, Greek, Italian feel to it. But it's still friendly enough that it pulls you in with all these different things. She takes... I'm going to say it. She is what Bono of U2 wishes he could be right now. And I say that because there was a point in time Bono was taking little selections of all different parts of his career and reinventing himself. He doesn't do that anymore. At least U2 doesn't do that anymore.
It's like anything in life. Okay, you're a director. I'm a wannabe actor. We're doing podcasts and stuff. Well, honestly, how much can you push yourself to the limit, and how much money can... And there's nothing against this because it's a capitalistic society.
Yeah.
But when does it be like Michael Jackson when a record falls, start falling down because of this, this, this. I think she just wants to perform and loves her fans.
Yeah, that's just it.
That's the amazing thing.
Yeah, that's the most optimistic way of looking at it. Yeah. Yes, it could be all about the money, but in the end, we admire people that enjoy themselves in the art and their performance.
She's got bills to pay. She has a way to
go. But that's why I like Paul McCartney so much, because he could go back to a bar in Liverpool where the Beatles started to perform before anybody who knew they were, and do a surprise show just to get say, hey guys, let's have some fun. He's doing that right now with Egypt Station.
Have you seen the shitload of Paul McCartney bootlegs and session material that has come up on YouTube?
I wouldn't be surprised, because he's mostly stayed away from iTunes.
Oh my god, it's amazing.
Yeah,
all this stuff has just been dumped out there recently, so you might want to check that out.
I will check it out.
But we love Madonna. We want you on our podcast. Hit us up,
man. So 14 more songs are coming. I think me and Jersey Mike will review those once they get here. I'm not sure Greg's going to hang around for that. But that's our little ingestion for Madonna Uniquities number 29.